Focus on Open Science. The purpose of these short interviews is to introduce the concept and values of the Open Science agenda to new communities. The interviews can be seen as an introduction to the disruptive change which Open Science brings. The interview partners will offer a glimpse on Open Science core elements from the perspective of libraries, open access, research data management, e-infrastructures and citizen science are deeply interconnected and form a building block that represents a future role for libraries. My name is Martin Gastana. I conducted the following interviews at the Open Science Workshop, which was carried out at the University of Vienna in late 2017.
I'm Jeanette Frey, I'm the director of BCU Lausanne and the vice president of LIBER.
And can you tell me about LIBER and what main targets LIBER has and how it is connected with open science?
So LIBER is the biggest association of research libraries in Europe. We have more than 400 member libraries, research libraries and specialized libraries, university libraries. And our aim is to support libraries in the development.
And do you have a specific target or strategy groups in within LIBER? What are they dependent on, or what are they called?
So at the moment, of course, with open access, open science, there are huge changes in research libraries in Europe, and there are even more changes to come in the next years. So to have a strategy in LIBER is very important. So we had a strategy group delivering the LIBER strategy that will go online tomorrow.
Ah, looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So can you tell me what is your wish or your perspective? What should open science be in 10 years?
Oh, I think it will be a huge thing and a very, very different thing that we know today. Let me explain. Now open access is progressing. At some point, we will have huge amounts of data and publication freely available online. I think it will really change science because then you really can ask citizens to join in for science, which is very difficult at the moment because they can't access normally the commercial contents. With free contents, so you really will be able to share science with society. On the other hand, it will also change science in a very profound ways, because when you have all these contents for free, you will be able to text and data mine and to perform some very new kind of science. And this, I think, is very important for university libraries, because at a certain point, I think in 5 years or a bit more, you will also perform new science with artificial intelligence, digging into all these free contents. And I think this will really, really change very much the science landscape in Europe.
Thank you very much.